بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وآل آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm your brother Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy, and this is another one of our short reminders. Today we want to talk to you about the Quran, especially in this month of Ramadan. But we want to talk about reading the Quran outside of Ramadan as well. But because of the fact that we're talking about it during this blessed month, we want to talk about especially inside of this month. And I'll tell you why in a minute. A lot of times we notice that people, they want to, during Ramadan, say we want to finish the Quran one time. Or we may want to finish reading the Quran all the way through from cover to cover, 3 times, or 5 times, or 10 times, however many times they decide they want to complete the Quran. And I'm not saying that this fikr, or this idea, is wrong. I'm just saying, when we look at it like this, we're looking at it, we're going to end up losing out, maybe I should say. Because we have to remember that the reason for the Quran is not that it's recited, but rather that we act on it, and that we ponder upon its ayat and its verses, and that we apply what we have read in the Quran into our lives. So when we look at it only from the janib, or the point in which we're supposed to recite the Quran, we're missing out on so many of the other benefits that we are supposed to be getting from it. Now look at this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ, a book that we sent down to you that is full of blessings. لِيَدَبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ, so that they may ponder upon its verses. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and that ulul albab, or the people of knowledge, of insight, of wisdom, will reflect upon it. So as we see, this book isn't just for reciting, but there's a underlying benefit that comes behind it. And this is our pondering upon it and our reflecting upon it, as well as our believing in those things that are inside of it and acting upon it. So this idea that we have during Ramadan, that we say, okay, well, we're just going to try to complete the Quran one time, or 10 times, or 30 times, however many times we say we want to do, and it's just the recitation without the pondering, without acting upon that which is in it, without trying to understand the tafsir, or the explanation behind that which we're reading, we're wronging ourselves. We're not getting the benefit out of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down that was meant for us to get out of it. The Quran was sent down as a huda, as a thing of guidance for the people. It's definitely not what a lot of people have taken it as, decoration, something to put in their houses and let sit there and dust off every once in a while. And I'm definitely not telling you don't read the Quran, don't recite the Quran, because the Quran, from its haq, is that we recite it. I'm just saying, do not sit and make that be the whole of your goal. When you read the Quran during this month and outside of this month, take time to try to understand that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you. Understand that which He has commanded you to believe in, from amongst the stories of the past, as well as those things that will still have yet to come. Take time to understand what it is that He's commanded you to act on in the Quran. Reflect on those ayat and those verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to reflect upon. Don't just go with one aspect and say we're going to leave alone the rest of the aspects, because this isn't going to give you or I or any of us the benefit that was maqsood or that was meant when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this Quran as a rahmah, as a mercy to all of mankind. We need to understand it when we talk about reading the Quran, because we understand it's from the sunnah. But we have to understand that this recitation of the Quran is a wasila, or it's something, it's a way for us to come about these different types of actions, and a way for us to understand what it is we're supposed to believe in. Our tilawa, or our recitation of the Quran in itself, is one of these good actions that we're supposed to have. But it's not the whole of the good actions that we're supposed to have. So don't make all of the good action that you're trying to get out of it is just the recitation. But rather you should be trying to get your recitation and correct your recitation as well as your action and your belief. We should all be trying to look into the Quran and ponder upon its verses and its ayat. We should be trying to ponder upon its meaning and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was trying to get through to us. Because this is what was meant by the sending of the Quran. That we get all of this and more. And so as we said before, this is a short reminder. I'm not trying to go into explaining everything that the Quran is. The whole of the point of today's short reminder is that the Quran isn't just meant to be recited. So don't take it as something that's just meant to be recited. It in itself is a guidance. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to bring the people from darkness into light. And that is only going to be done by us acting on that which is inside of it. By us pondering upon that which is inside of it. By us believing in that which is inside of it. And not just trying to read the words that are upon its pages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be of those who internalize the message that is in the Quran, as well as memorize the verses of the Quran, and be of those people who act upon it. Ameen, ameen, Allahumma ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.